Go with me to Matthew. Today we are going to do some praying. But I want to say a few things before we pray. Matthew 11, 12. I want to read from the New English Translation. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and forced people take hold of it. Since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffereth what? Violence, and the violent take it by force. I want to define the word violence and then say a few things, and by the grace of God, we will pray. That word violence, take it by force, comes from a Greek word called biazo. B-I-A-Z-O, biazo. It's an interesting word. It means to use force, to apply force, to use aggression, to inflict violence on, to press, to plunder, to be driven. The individuals who take this attitude are those who are able to access the things of. Do you know that a lot of us, I will go and you see a lot of things fight us from taking that which is ours? Are you here or you gone home? A lot of things fight us, I'm telling you. Plenty of things in life makes life very difficult. All over. And because of that, unless you take a posture of biazo, to be very aggressive and take a stand and force your way through, a lot of things in life will never yield to you. Now, somebody may say, me, things are going well for me. Wonderful. It's because somebody fought for you. Yeah. You know, at times when you are praying a lot, somebody who is born into a rich home, at times they don't understand why you are praying so loud for breakthrough when it comes to money, true or not true. They will think even prayer and fasting is irrelevant. Because they were born into what? A home where the money is what? Like water. Hallelujah. So, at times, when people have certain kind of blessings, they cannot understand why other people are making a lot of noise about what? Certain things. And at times, if they are not careful, they will undermine some spiritual what? Principles. Because somebody, their parents or their grandfather, did something and paid a price for them they are enjoying now. So they don't appreciate what their grandfather or grandmother or parents did. So what I'm saying is this. When I say biazo, it may not apply to some of us, because for some of us, things are working for us. Somebody has fought for us and things are flowing. Wonderful. But for some of us, especially when you're a first-generation Christian, it's not easy. Amen? If you're a first-generation Christian, it means that if you are the first to be properly saved, I'm not talking about people who just go to church. If you are the first person who actually is properly saved, then you won't break through in your life. It's very difficult because you have to fight for your children, children, etc., that are coming and not behind you. So if you don't fight, then your children will have to come and fight. True or not true? You see that in many, you can even see that, I can illustrate that with one particular group of people. I think the Indians. When they come and they get a house, about 17 of them can be in one house. Yeah. People are sleeping even in the toilet. They are all over the place. Within 2 decades, you discover that that family has totally what? Changed. They bought all the houses on that road. Cash. Whilst you are paying mortgage. Because they suffered what? To gain. The ability to suffer now, to be azo now, to aggressively suffer pain, to postpone pleasure, to get breakthrough. That's what the scripture says. People are pressing into the kingdom. But when you press like an arrow, when the head pierces in, the rest of the body, what? It just flows. So for if a first generation, you have to be azo. You have to fight so your children don't have to what? And at times, you may not see everything, but your children will see it. Is that not a good thing? Yes. I said, no, me suffer for you. No, can't suffer for yourself. then you don't understand what life is really what about. I rather will suffer for my children and they enjoy and get greatness than me enjoying. It's like those people with a bit of money, they'll go and buy big, huge Mercedes Benz and their children are eating big beans. And they perpetuate what? A vicious cycle of defeat and so on. So, the Bible says, Jesus is saying that since the days of John the Baptist, there are people who are pressing in into the kingdom with violence. They are pressing in with a lot of what? A lot of aggression. They've taken a stand and they are refusing to what? Yield. In fact, the interesting thing is that the word biazo, the root word of it, you know, when you're studying Greek and Hebrew, they've got root words that different things come out of. The root word means bio. That's where we get the word what? Biology or life. Bio means life. I say biology or bios. Even in science, in a computer, bios is the foundation. That word means what? Life, to have life extensively. So when you say biazo, if you force yourself, you will get to a place where life is overflowing in your life, where things are beginning to flow abundantly for you. It means that which sustains wealth and riches and goods. So that word biazo comes from that. So when the scripture is saying that the kingdom of God suffers violence, the violent take it what? By force. You will begin to experience expansion you have never known before in your life. I told you here last week that what you do not confront has a right to remain. If you don't like anything going on in your life, you have to fight it. Amen? Do you think you can whip it away by weeping and putting the covers over you? You know you can't. You have to do something to move forward in life, to progress. You need to fight. And at times, it's not the fight is not easy. How many of you know that? So it means that we must use force. You must use power. You must assault the camp of the enemy and take that which is yours. You must assault the things that are trying to what? Confine your life. So let's jump on. There are certain principles, but I want to highlight only one for today because we want to pray. Aggression. Say aggression. Without aggression, some things will never yield to you. Play for me, the water is rising. Gently, very, very gently. Without aggression, some things will never yield to you. Do you think it's true or not? If you want to get, let's say you had a grade, you took your exams, O levels, not O level, nowadays, or GC. Jesus. And then you had a grade you didn't like, so you want to improve upon it. It means that you should study what? More aggressively than the way you studied. True or not true? If you go to any, especially professional exams like the ACCA and those kind of law, kind of meds, if you don't study aggressively, you will fail. You have to repeat. You have to have an aggression about life concerning what you want. Amen. If you don't like what is going on, how many of you here have things going on in your life you don't like? Those of you, everything is going on wonderful for you. You come and lay hands on the rest. So look at those who did not raise their hands, that they got the power. You know, so they will lay hands on you soon. But if things are not flowing the way you want, then it is very, very important that what? You use what? Aggression. How many of you know that the four way they describe personality, four simple basic ways, phlegmatic, choleric, melancholy, and what? Sanguine. Do you know what the different personalities, who knows? Okay, what is a phlegmatic? Someone laid back. They didn't hear you. Somebody who is what? Laid back. And who is a choleric?
Like strong-willed, controlling, like that's what they say.
I agree, okay. In the realm of the spirit, you cannot be phlegmatic. You can be phlegmatic in personality, no problem. But in the spiritual realm, if you want to break through, you have to be a choleric. Amen. Phlegmatism, you know, they are just laid back. Have you seen people like that before? They are just, you don't know what is going on in their life. Don't worry, be happy. Everything is, you know, even when they are going, it's a phlegmatic what type of. They are very easygoing. It's very difficult to annoy them. They are just, okay. And cholerics are very what? Forceful, aggressive people who want to achieve things. in the spiritual realm, you have to have that. Choleric spirit. Aggressive what? Spirit. You cannot be phlegmatic spiritually and break through. Do you know that Satan is a very bad Satan? Do you know that demons are very wicked? For your information, they are very terrible spirits who don't want to go, who are happy to stay where they've been staying for years. They don't want their territorial. So unless you are very wild against them, they will not shift. You cannot beg them to leave. I remember one time, I think years ago, in Cherry Orchard, in Walter Charlton, we were casting out some devils. I was in there, I think, I'm not sure whether it was Pastor Sharon and Joe or so. While they were casting out the devil, I think the devil displayed. And then, have you seen the devil displaying through a person before? They can be as small, they can throw down even strong men. And then there was one, and then the devil was saying that I will throw you. They were about third floor. So he was threatening that he will take one of the persons who was there and just throw them overboard. You know what the person went on their knees and started begging. So if you didn't have Pastor Joe and those guys, and they were, if you do that, the devil will take you what and throw you. So in situations like that, you cannot be phlegmatic. I want to stress that life yields to the strong. I was reading something about war. It's a secular book. You know, I was glancing through it yesterday about the justification of war. And you know, one of the tenets of war is this. The strong is always the aggressor to oppress the weak. And if therefore the weak does not resist, the oppressor or the strong will always what? Win. Do you know that life is like that? The strong always oppress the weak. It happens in every sphere of life, from human relationships to politics to economics to military. When America speaks, everybody is quiet. Everybody is afraid. Everybody cannot. Trump speaks. If it wasn't the military might back and the economic might, you know he couldn't say the things he's saying. Do you know that? But when he speaks, China too speaks. Because China too has got what? Power. You say you put tariff on us. We put tariff on yours. If they put tariff on Ghana's one, can Ghana put anything on them? Power. I'm telling you, in this life, things yield only to what? Power. You better believe it. It's not racism when it is power. When you have power, and you must know that you have power over Satan and all his works. But you cannot deal with Satan with your legs crossed. Because he doesn't understand that kind of language. It's like a squatter. You have to be azo, aggression. Use aggression. At times you can even see when somebody is aggressive, even you want to back off. Is that also? When the person is nice, when you are driving and you are having encounters with somebody because of the driving, and you find out that the person is, by the way they are insulting you, is kind of calm. So you think you have power. But when the person says, and then try to put his hands in the air as if he's taking something, hey, take it easy. Power. True or not so? I'm telling you, life yields to those who are stronger. That just unfortunately, that is how life what is, unfortunately. Have you seen a family, all of a sudden, somebody who nobody visited, nobody regarded, when they get money, plenty money, you'll find all their family members. First, they used to, so now when they talk to the family, oh, hello, Johnny. You see, power has come. You see, without even the person saying anything, everybody recognizes the person. If you want some money in the family, this is the person who is the don. So you don't, even when he's fooling, you don't talk to him anyway, anyhow, true or not true. That is a sign of power. And I'm telling you that you must understand this and translate it spiritually. Because anything Satan has dominated your life with must be crushed. It is your right to be free. It's your right to get relief and release. We cannot go through life year after year after year after year after year of oppression from the enemy. We can't beg him. There are always things trying to stop us from advancing in life. True or not true? Haven't you experienced resistance this year? You want to move forward and things are trying not to work. Even if you are trying to train to be something and you find out that the training is a bit what? Difficult. Even some of you are trying to learn how to cook in preparation for life, for the family. When you cook, the food doesn't turn out right. Is that not so? Everywhere there's a fight. You try to do stew and the stew is looking upside down. But you keep on, you are struggling, you are fighting, you keep on trying to break through to your stew. By the end of the year, it's wonderful, hallelujah. But at the beginning, it was giving running stomach. But you did not stop. You need to have a tenacity, having done all to stand, stand. Look, Satan will run from you. Satan himself, forget about the little demons that are trying to harass us. Because the Bible says, submit yourself under the mighty hand of God. Resist the devil and he will run. Not he will flee in terror. The devil that we talk about. But because we are nice, or because the devil have deceived us to accept some cultural norms, you know, cultural behaviors as okay. Some behaviors that people have adjusted to. As for me, this is the way what I am. And people stay in it. I was saying this to the all-night guys. One of the things is this. Some of us here have got, listen to me very carefully what I'm about to say, have got strong demonic influences in our lives, in our behaviors. And we don't even know it. Do you want me to explain further? Have you noticed at times when you are talking to, like I'm talking to you, the way you are talking, I begin to feel, this is a filthy spirit, a very what? Have you noticed that before?
Yes.
When you are talking to people. Are you here?
Yes.
That the way this person is speaking, vitriolic what? Venom. Listen to me, if it is a pattern in your life, it's a sign you have a demon that needs to be cast out. You better believe what I'm telling you. Because that thing can short circuit your destiny. I think you're talking to, like, I've seen some people, anytime you talk to them, it's all negative. And then you feel as if something is being poured upon you. Have you experienced that before, Joshua, if you're friends? Eh? So when you feel that, it means that what you are feeling is your spirit telling you. The spirit coming from this person is an ugly, it's not a good spirit. So when you see that person next time, what do you want to do?
Avoid
them. That is a sign. Some people even don't realize spirits like that are sitting on top of them. And I have to ask them to pray about it. The Holy Ghost, as I'm speaking to you, will tell you that there are some of those spirits. Immediately you know you are going to engage with this person, you are frightened. True or not true? You have to be careful. You're walking on eggshells. True on. Oh, are we here or you've gone home?
Yeah.
You are leaving me to dry, eh?
Yeah.
That talk is true. But I'm telling you, it's a spirit that sits on people without them realizing. I remember one story that Prophet Anoge, there was this man. He was full of anger. Look, his anger was terrible in the marriage. It was horrible. The slightest, the man would just switch and get what? Angry. Serious anger. He thought it was what? Normal. So one day, whilst they were praying in front, you know what the man of God saw on the guy's head? Like he said, it's like this. Spiritually, he saw a lion's head on top of his head. Very wild lion like that. We cast the thing out. Then the man went, after a few days, the wife calls. He said, my husband is a different man now. Things that used to upset him, he doesn't get upset anymore. He has totally what? Changed. He's a totally changed man. He was nice to today. So what I'm saying is this. At times we don't realize some of us have got demons that today we must stop them all. You must scatter them. Magaso bori imaya. You have to say, no, this thing in me is not of God. I refuse this trait. You say, this is my character. It's not your character. Your character is to be peaceful, joyful, holy, pure, humble, love, kindness, and gentleness and self-control. That is what the Christian must have. Anything else is of the devil. Unless you accept that, you will not fight that thing. You will accept that thing as normal. It is not normal. Amen? So that's for somebody's, when we are praying, the Holy Ghost will tell somebody to pray about that one. Listen to me. I wrote some few things. Challenges never go away. At times, they just change shape and what? Obviously, you know, at times you have this challenge, you had it in your education, now it has morphed. It's happening in your work situation. It morphs. They don't go away. They manifest in different aspects. I'm saying all of it so that when we start praying, you know exactly how to pray. That you be serious. At times it affects your finances. Then after it leaves your finances, it begins to affect your health. After it leaves your health, it begins to affect your relationship. It just goes and you have to fight it and stop that thing. Everything God has done, he has made all provision for us to be what? Victorious. So listen to this. In this world, there is natural and spiritual order of resistance to progress. So for instance, I'll explain to you. Let's see. Have you seen, how many of you have gone to Switzerland before? Oh boy, you don't travel. Maybe I've been there myself, you know. But in Switzerland, they have a lot of what? Mountains. And you discover something about them. They have a lot of what? Roads that go through what? The mountains. They build even factories, war factories in the mountains. They go through. When you are traveling, you see a mountain. It's an obstacle. It's a natural resistance. But you need to get to the other side to shortcut your... So either you drill through, even if it's 20 years, you need to what? Drill through and break through and get to the other side. So there are natural order of resistance. Or some of the roads, if you go to Scotland, you see some of the roads and you say, "Aye, there was resistance, but somebody what? Struggled and struggled." And you know that, and when they are building such, and people die. But they refuse. Look at even the underground. You think it took... They knew that we have to, because of how the city is, they have to what, build what? Underground tunnels. And it's not easy. There is natural resistance. Have you seen China recently built the longest bridge to join two islands or so, the mainland to the island? If you read the history, how long it took and the people who died in the process of building that bridge. But it did not stop them. All the challenges, they were biazo. We will build a bridge and cross over regardless of what it costs. When you have that spirit and you break through in life in every area, Satan can't stop you. When they try, they will fail. But if at the slightest uppercut, how many of you know at time we get uppercuts? All of us get them. At time we get it, a flurry of what? Blows. But we are still standing. We started January. We are still standing. Regardless and in spite of the blows. Hallelujah. Because we biazo, we refuse to what? Give in. You need to develop that spirit. For instance, anybody here who wants to become a spiritual giant? Who wants to be a spiritual giant? Okay. Everybody raise their hands. Me, I raised 2 hands. But listen to this. You need to fight. You need to fight sleep. You need to fight laziness. You need to fight what? Other people. Do you know that it won't happen because you want to be what? I'm trying to tell you that for anything progressive in life, there is resistance. So don't worry about the resistance. Rather, you must be more stronger than the resistance. Because some people's understanding of Christianity is that there shouldn't be any what? Everything should be flow. Please, it's not true in this world. It won't happen. Put it down. It won't happen on this side. Because Jesus said, in this world, you will face what? Challenges, tribulation. But chill, for I have what? Overcome. The scripture says what? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principles, etc., etc. He tells you that life is war. Fight the good fight of faith. The scripture tells us all of these things. If you want rest from certain challenges, you need to fight. And after you fought, you get what? Rest. When Hitler was rampaging through Europe, the whole Europe had to master forces, what? Against Hitler. To destroy him. If they haven't, if America and Britain had not come in, Hitler would have wiped out the whole of what? Europe. Russia as well. He was there. By the way, he wasn't wise. He was fighting Western Front, Eastern Front. You're going to lose. Anyway, that's for those of you who want to fight so many things at the same time. You need to just target one, finish it, then move on to the next one. Because you have limited resources. You can't fight on all fronts at the same time. But you see, if God wants you to lose, he let you fight on all fronts. Amen. Britain have to fight. You know the famous speech during the Second World War by, what's his name? Churchill? Never! 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 Case closed. We will never yield to Nazism. That also made him famous. The other guy, Attlee before him, was signing treaties with Hitler, compromising with Hitler. When he came, he said, never, never. We will fight in the catacombs, we will fight on the beaches, we will fight, we will never yield. That's the kind of Beelzebub spirit that he had. That's what made what? Churchill. And that is what will make you you. We one day talk about you because you had that spirit of tenacity, unyielding, ungiving. You stand your ground and say, Satan, you are the one going down. And he will have to go down. He has to. But if you want people to, you know, at times people want sympathy. So they are sad, and sympathy has never solved any problem. Hello? It won't solve it. If you want to be a carrier of something, you want to be spiritually strong, you fight things. You fight sleep. Even some of you in your jobs, you want to go higher, you have to fight sleep. You have to fight certain things. You have to use your mind instead of doing this to go for extra courses and what? Study more. True or not true? Yeah, past others are holiday, you are studying. It is a I'm trying to impress upon your mind. Then let me tell you, for you to go to the next level, you cannot think your way there. If you want certain spiritual unction upon your life, you need to know what God wants you to do specifically. What God will ask me to do is different. But either way, there's a price to pay. There's a price that we have to pay. Let me say this. They are all the forces that battle us to keep us down. Are many things that want to keep us down emotionally, physically, mentally, financially, relationally. There are many forces. How many of you agree with me? All over the place. And I'll show you a scripture in Psalm 3 very soon. Say, oh God, my enemies have multiplied against me. They are too many for me. And they are standing there mocking me. But I cry to the Lord. And the Lord heard my cry. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. But he cried. He did what? He cried. I cried to the Lord with my voice. Now that word cry, then go and check it out. Have you seen somebody crying for help before? They don't cry. Hello, Sister Janet, can you help me? No. They cried. Wild voice. And God heard my voice. And he heard me from his holy hill. And he delivered me from all my fears. Hallelujah. To become great in God, let me give you those who want to be spiritually strong. You need to fight temptation, sin. Hello? Those who want to be strong spiritually, you need to fight sin, temptations. True or not true? If you like, let sin run rampant in your life, you can't be spiritually strong. You have to fight them. You have to fight tiredness. You are tired, but you have to wake up and do what you need to do. How many of you have been there before? You cannot flow emotionally and become what you want to be. No, I'm telling you. You won't. And that's what we need to teach the children. Tiosa, for you to be strong, you need to pay the price. If you want to get good grace, you have to study whilst others are sleeping. Ellie, you are hearing me. It's not cheap. It's not by smiling. It's by hard work. You understand? You have to work hard, study hard, pray hard, do the right thing, clean the house. Then you become great. You cannot become great by sitting there. And at times, parents don't help their children. They just make things easy for their children. That's why me as a pastor, I tell you things to be strong. Because one day I will not be there. If everything you are dependent upon me and I'm not there, what will you do? Anybody who raises people to be dependent upon them is a bad, wicked person. A lot of pastors... No, I'm not going to... Don't say that. No, on the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. You know, you want to watch everything that come out of your mouth. You know, you want to... It's true. If you are not spiritually sensitive, you just anything just like I said, some everything just comes. Bah, 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 just, you pollute yourself. Biazo, aggression. Are you the footballer? You really want to play football? You are serious about it? Then whilst others are sleeping, your fellow footballers, you know, you should be on the field, practicing, practicing, practicing. And with God's grace, nothing can stop you. But you cannot do the same training like the average person and say you are going to be great. Then you'll be average. If you want to be over and above average, you have to do things that average people do not do. It's as simple as that. So at times when people are working with God, then you find even in church, you are seeking God, you are in the meetings, others are not, you get upset. Leave them alone. Carry on. Because for you, there's a cause and there's a reason. God has a call upon you, so you cannot behave like average old blocks in the church. Oh yes, you can't. So you cannot let them dictate and determine your effort. No way. No. Nobody's about you are there. Because you know there's a reason, there's a cause upon your life. You know, at times for some people, when the pastor is not there, they won't do it. It means that you don't have self-governing, strong will for the glory of God. When you have those things, like I said, I can predict your life, you'll become great. You can look at children and tell whether they'll become great or not, all things being equal. Same thing spiritually, same thing at the workplace, same thing even in relationships. If you want to have a happy marriage, it's work. Those of you who are yet to marry, you think you just roll in after this, you pam, panam, panana, wedding songs and everything is wonderful. Okay, welcome. Somebody have lied to you. And I tell you, hey, let's move on. There are a lot of resistance. I just want to there are a lot of resistance. Even we ourselves, we have internal resistance. You know you shouldn't eat this food. But the internal resistance, this cake, my Lord, have mercy. I'll just eat it once for today, then next week. You see, inside of us, our internal resistance, resisting us, life is just like that because of the curse. By the way, you should have a lot of respect for curses and blessings. You should have a lot of respect for curses and blessings. They work like magic, I'm telling you. You have a lot of respect. The whole world rules or controlled by these two forces. Curses and you better have respect so that you don't do things that will open the door for curses to come into your life. And sadly, the worst ones carrying on to your children. Are we here? Let me give you one example in the Bible to tell you, you need to respect curses and blessings. The reason why there's so many troubles is because of what Adam and Eve did. The curse is still what? Working to today. Are you here? There's a story said about two brothers and their mother and their father. Isaac, Rachel, Jacob, and who? Esau. So one day, their father Isaac, who liked what? Esau, the firstborn. They were twins, but he came out first. Very myself. I think I'm about to die. I'm getting close. So I don't want to die without a will and let the family people fight. So you go and get me venison. It means that bush meat. cook it a certain way, the way my soul likes. And when I've eaten it, I will bless you. And then the mother heard it. The mother's favorite was what? Jacob. He said, hey, your father is about to release the blessing. You must get it, not your brother. So you know what? Go and get one of the sheep. Bring it to me. I know the way your brother cooks. I'll cook it the same way. You will take it to your dad. He will eat it. He will think you are what? Esau. And he will give you the blessing. You know what? Jacob said to his mother. He said, my mother, I am not hairy. You know, some people are very hairy. Esau was very hairy. I'm not hairy. If even you cook the food and I take it to my father, and he wants to, because the father has gotten blind. Isaac could not see. If he said, come, come, and he put his hands on my skin. My skin is what? Smooth. Like all the ladies want smooth skin. But some ladies are hairy. Don't worry. I don't know why they shave it. If God gave it to you, let it be there. So he said, if he rubs it, he will see I'm not what? Esau. He will, and then he said this. And he will curse me. It means that what? Jacob understood curses and what? Blessing. He did not want his father's curse. So he told his mother, no, 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 no. Because if my father discovered I'm deceiving him, I'm cursed. I'm finished for life. I am finished for life. I don't want that. You know what the mother said? So don't worry. If your father curses you, let me take the curse. You go. I will take the curse for you. Because the mother had respect that the one that the father blesses is blessed for life. Whom the Lord blesses is blessed. Whom the Lord curses is cursed. So he said, Lord, go, my son. I will do some tricks for you. And we all know the end of the story. His father ended up blessing the wrong person. But in the eyes of God, he was what? Because he used Beazo to take the blessing. He was willing. He stood his ground. Thank God for the mother. You know, at times you need to have right people in your life. The mother was trying to tell him to deceive. But if I have to deceive to get a blessing, I'll do it. Hallelujah. Maybe you have no respect for blessing. You have no idea. Curses work. Blessings work. That's why we bless the children. When you are blessed, things work for you. You are lifted from a place of curse. Boom! You find that. Have you seen some people? Everything just flows for them. Yes. Little left for them, things are flowing for them. They are under the blessing. While other people will struggle. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Let me alone. Why? Everything I have to struggle in life for. Have you seen people like that as well? They are operating under closed heavens. Today, the heavens must open over you. Amen. Are you still here? Yes. So you have to fight. I'm stressing this because the prayers will not be long. Look at Psalm 3, verse 1 to 4. Look, I think I'll read it and we'll move on. Look, enemies past counting, enemies sprout. This is a Message Bible. Sprouting like mushrooms. Can you just imagine? Enemies sprouting like mushrooms. Without counting, all around me, mobs of them all around me, roaring their mockery. Ha! They say, no help from God. But you, oh God, you are a shield for me on all sides. See, that's how you have to pray. But God, they are mushrooming around me. But you are my help. You are a shield. So arise, oh God, and scatter them all in the name of Jesus. And the best one is to know exactly what is afflicting your life. At times, the specific you are, the better the thing works. Instead of praying generally. You understand? Do you know the thing that are afflicting you? How many of you know? Okay, good. It's good you know. So when we start praying, you mention that thing. Tell that thing. You have no right in my life. Because the Bible says, affliction shall not arise twice. You know what that means? Something that has been afflicting and the price has been paid has no right to afflict you anymore. And at times, it's not a one-off prayer. It's a continual prayer to the breakthrough. Why it is so? Don't ask me. Read the story of Daniel to help you. That is why you have to be shameless. Say shameless. You know what shameless means? It means that I am shameless if I need something from you. At times, people are so... people get trapped. Is Satan traps people in their, what's the word to use? In their dignity. And their, so they don't do what they have to, their dignity and their pride. If I know you are the one who can help me, if I have to come to your home at 3 a.m., I'll be there because you are the one who is supposed to help me. You want a lift from me and you are telling me when to come. No, I will tell you when I'll be there. If you are ready, I will take you. If you are not there, it means that you have no respect. See, when you respect blessings, you attract them. If you don't respect it, you attract something else. There's no neutrality in this world. Are we here? I'm saying this is so that, you know, we have this year, we should supposed to have experienced some glory. It doesn't happen. We should ask ourselves, did we do the things that, if you've done it, then don't worry, 2020 will shine for you. Amen. And I've told you, you know, we the pastors, you know, year of breakthrough, when they're about to enter the new year, 31st, every church, you know, they have their banners. Year of progress, year of the eagle. Year of crossing over, year of multiplication. Give me some more. You know, you've seen those banners. Year of unstoppability. The year of glory and increase. We've heard that for year after year after year. Some of you are even getting skeptical now. You know why? It is not enough to sit here and say what? Amen. It is more than that. When instructions are given, follow what? The instructions. You have to be shameless. Jesus himself gave a parable on prayer about the spirit of what? Shamelessness. Somebody who comes and knocks at the door and requests for a breakthrough or for something. They keep on knocking. The Bible, Jesus said, the person will not get up because they are even your friend. They will get up because you are disturbing them what? Too much. If they don't get up, you are making them lose sleep. Have you seen children, parents? Your child will keep on asking something. You just want to get rid of the child. So you okay, go and have the biscuit. True or not true? You know, you must do so spiritually as well. You have to break. So God, you must avenge me. God, you must avenge me. God, avenge me. God, where is your power? Don't let my enemies mock me. Oh God, you pray like that every day, every day, every day, every day, every day. Then bam, the door open. The blessing is now no more struggle. You don't have to pray like that anymore. I say, watch me go. Hallelujah. But before that, you have to be shameless. Shameless. You ready to pray? Yes. Let me give you some scriptures. Then we'll pray with it. We need to pray and tell the devil to get out of here. Isaiah 54, reading from the Living Translation Bible. Isaiah 54, verse 70. Popular scripture that we all know. I read it from the New Living Translation. But in that coming day, no weapon turned against you will succeed. You will silence every what? Voice raised up to accuse you. You will do what?
Silence.
You will do what?
Silence.
You will do what?
Silence.
That word, accusation, comes from the word judgment. And I just looked at it this morning. You know, anybody that raises himself against you in judgment, that word judgment, you know what it means? It means that in the courts, it's a legal term. It means that transactions are made and legal laws are what? Set and judgments are passed. It means that whilst good men slept, evil people sat down and decreed evil against you. Uche will never become the we swear. And they call their demons them. We will never let her get this. You know, people do, demons do that. We afflicted the mother, their grandmother, she too must have it. They have meetings. They pass legal laws. And at times it is based upon some things your fathers and your mothers did. And they sign it. And the Bible is saying that you must raise your voice and condemn those judgments and say, Father, by the blood in the courts of heaven, every judgment written against me, because Christ paid the price for me, I undo it. I condemn those judgments. If you don't do that, if you don't exercise also your legal rights against them. So he said that what? You will what? Condemn. And I checked that word condemn. It means to declare and to speak. You must silence the voice. You know, voices are speaking against us. Like, for instance, you are going for a higher job. Everybody knows you should get the job. Then somebody comes and whispers in the final person who made the decision, don't give it to her.
Do you know that things like that happen? The person just heard a voice. And they say, okay, we won't give it to you. Those are the things you condemn. You're about to break through to get somewhere. And then somebody will come and whisper something to somebody. Bam. And then the person takes what they are hearing. They are all demonic. Today, you must silence every accusation, every judgment that has been decreed against you. You have the power. The Bible did not say God will do it. You do it, and the angels of God and the power of God will work. How it works, we don't care, but it works. Amen. I want even to lift your voice now. Say a few things. Condemn something. Silence some voices now. Silence the spirit of poverty. Silence the spirit of lack of natural progress. Silence every voice, every divination, every sorcery operating against you. Silence those voices now. In the name of Jesus, silence them. Silence them. It's your heritage. It's your right as a child of God. The Bible said, this is our heritage as the servants of God, and their vindication is of me. God is the one who has vindicated you. Speak, speak. Silence those wicked voices. The spirit of shame and mockery. The spirit that tried to harass you and contain your breakthrough. Father, we silence every voice. We silence the voice of accusations. We silence every judgment written against us, operating against us. We silence them. We neutralize them. We reverse them in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Lamba yalama. Do it, Lord. We silence those voices in the course of the heaven. We declare that we are not guilty because of the blood. We are freed. We are forgiven. We will not suffer for the sins of our fathers. We will not suffer for the sins of our mothers. But Lord, we will enjoy because of Jesus. Hallelujah.
When I was coming in the car, I was thinking of the cross. Like I think I told Harold to preach on. Look, the cross, everything is there. I was just thinking, why would you die for me, God? And nobody, you, God, God himself, it tells you how precious you are, how important, and if Jesus Christ died for you, he paid the price. How dare any devil try and trespass and come into your life? Jesus. How much you have to picture Jesus, a perfect man without sin. He died for me in my place. He took the curse. He took everything, negative, sin, everything. Forgave me. And he wants me to do that and then be harassed by Satan. No. So I was thinking about it. Yes. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross. Where? You don't know it. Where I will lay down my crown and exchange it someday for something glorious. And exchange it someday for a crown. You should have songs like that nowadays. Sometimes we should. These are songs with power. Christ died for me. It means that Satan is finished. That's when you lift the blood. Satan has to be silenced. You have to believe that he has to be stopped. Let's carry on. The word to condemn, I would show him, is a verb which means to be guilty, to be wicked, it means this. So when you are condemned, you are telling Satan, I am not guilty. You cannot put this sin on me. I declare myself in the course of heaven by the blood, I'm not guilty. That's why I like that song. I plead the blood, I plead the blood. Okay, you still haven't gotten it. We have to talk after service. The blood, it speaks for me. Do you know that? Let me tell you two laws that operate. In the world, everything operates by merit, true or not. You have to earn it. In the kingdom of God, it's not by merit. It's by grace and grace alone. You have to understand the two forces. So when, but said, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to crawl from here to Jerusalem for God to forgive you and for God to bless you. Grace. All by grace, because Jesus Christ paid a price. You must elevate Christ. You must let the work of the cross work and speak what? For you. Shall we stand?